Hello, VoiceTubers. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is Sean, and it's nice to hear from you guys again. Today's video is about London's Tube, or you can say underground. Actually, each city has their common name for their metro system. For example, in Taiwan, it's called MRT, and it's short for Mass Rapid Transit System. In New York, it's called Subway. But in London, Subway is referred to pedestrian tunnels underground, usually for crossing busy roads. On the other hand, in Paris, it's Metro for Metropolitan in French. But I couldn't speak French, so forgive me that I pronounced it in English way. Anyway, those metro systems I mentioned have long histories. So if you are interested in it, you can check the video of London Tube Map first. All right, let's take a look at our sentence today. You can see rivers, bodies of water, trees, and parks. The stations were all crammed together at the center of the map. And out in the periphery, there were some that couldn't even fit on the map. So the map was geographically accurate, but maybe not so useful. You can see rivers, bodies of water, trees and parks. The stations were all crammed together at the center of the map. And out in the periphery, there were some that couldn't even fit on the map. So the map was geographically accurate, but maybe not so useful. All right, let's move on to our vocabularies today. 第一个是 cram. 那 cram 这个字当动词，它有塞满或是挤入的意思。 Cram something down, 就是狼吞虎咽的把什么东西吃下。 I sometimes feel like my teacher is just trying to cram information down my throat. 我有时候都觉得老师只是在做填鸭式的教学。再来也有装满或是填满的意思的字有stuff. Stuff. He stuffed the closet with old clothes. 他把衣柜塞满了旧衣服。那跟staff长得很像的是staff. Staff. 那staff它是指的是工作人员或是全体员工的意思。The staff at the art gallery are very friendly and professional. 那间艺廊的工作人员都很专业,也很友善。再来是periphery. Periphery. 那 periphery 它有周围或是外围的意思。 The hike in house prices in the periphery of the city center is becoming a major concern of the government. 市中心外围的房价已经攀升得让政府不得不重视。那这个句子的hike是指攀升，它当作名词来使用。那通常会是指股市啊，或是房价。 所以我们用hike. 再来是edge. 那edge它就有边缘的意思。 Don't get too close to the edge of the cliff. 不要靠悬崖边太近。那再来也有边缘的意思，但我们常用的意思会是页边空白，也就是一张纸旁边的空白处。I will mark some notes in the margin if I see any mistakes in your paper. 如果你的考卷有错的话，我会在边缘空白处做笔记。再来是geographically，geographically， 那geographically它这个字是当副词，它意思是地理学上的或是在地理上的。Japan is geographically close to North Korea. 以地理位置上来说，日本和北韩很接近。 那geographically这个字是从geography这个字延伸而来的， 他们重音稍微不太一样，是geography。 Geography， 那 geography 它这个字是有地理学或是地形的意思。Geography is my favorite subject at school. 地理是我在学校最喜欢的科目。再来最后一组单字 ,accurate。accurate。那 accurate 这个字当形容词，它有精确的意思。The scientists are trying to become more accurate in predicting earthquakes. 科学家们正在尝试要如何更精确的预测地震。再来是 accurate 的相反词 inaccurate。inaccurate。那 inaccurate 就不正确的或是不精准的意思。The reports were based on inaccurate information, so they are not very trustworthy. 这份报告是根据错误的资讯而完成的，所以并不值得信任。All right, that's all for our pronunciation challenge today, and I'll see you next time. Bye!